The Oregon Trail crossed the Continental Divide at South Pass in Wyoming. Just west of that pass, you'll find a handful of buildings that are all the remains of a boomtown of over 2,000 people called South Pass City. The story of its boom and what you can see today is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1860s, a gold rush took place along Willow Creek in Wyoming. Soon, the town of South Pass City was born. People were seemingly everywhere in these hills.
You end up with 1,000 people gold panning inside of the creeks, trying to get what little gold they can.
But there was more serious, deeper mining that took place here.
In 1868, we start seeing the Carissa gold mine get established. Those soldiers were digging what's called our discovery shaft that ends up becoming where the Carissa gold mine gets established.
The shaft went down about 500 feet, but only about two teams of two men were below ground at any one time. Other mines like the Duncan and Diana were established, and many smaller mines were dug as well. But within about 3 years, much of the initial mining was complete, and the town almost vanished.
A lot of those early buildings end up getting cannibalized so you can construct other buildings. So wood was very difficult to come by out here.
Better equipment provided a resurgence a few years later, and hit-and-miss operations continued for another century or more. Today, there are about 30 historical buildings you can see and tour to get an idea of what South Pass City once was, plus another very popular site to see as well.
We provide tours of the Carissa mine and mill, so we'll bring people up there. We'll talk about the history of the Carissa mine and how that transitions from early mining to how it ultimately ended up being with all that nice, fancy equipment that we turn on for everybody.
This is a great place to see a boomtown from the 1860s, and perhaps even pan for some gold yourself. All at a place near the pioneer trails that led wagon trains over South Pass at the Continental Divide. Traveling the countryside in South Pass City, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.